This programme is sponsored by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, promoting regular live theatre organ concerts featuring the UK's premier organists at the Theatre Organ Heritage Centre in Eccles and the Stockport Town Hall on the world-famous Wurlitzer organ. For concert details, visit www.ltot.org.uk. This programme is sponsored by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, promoting regular live theatre organ concerts featuring the UK's premier organists at the Theatre Organ Heritage Centre in Eccles and the Stockport Town Hall on the world-famous Wurlitzer organ. For concert details, visit www.ltot.org.uk.
On air at 99.7 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com and featuring all that's best from the King of Instruments, this is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
Welcome to this edition of Community Keyboards on Air and Online, featuring music and conversation from the King of Instruments in all its guises. On this programme, I'll be joined once again by Andy Carville, who comes to the rescue of a listener, and I'll be including some slightly longer items of a classical flavour. Why? Well, recently I was chatting to my Oldham Community Radio colleague presenter Jeff Oliver. We both share a very similar amount of experience in our respective areas. Jeff has a huge knowledge of a wide range of popular classical music and found it amazing how modern keyboards can replicate an orchestral sound with the right musician playing them. And he's right, when both keyboards and certain organs became digitally empowered, it really did breathe new life into and extend the repertoire options of keyboard performers, didn't it? Anyway, before all that, here's a wake-up call. We'll be right back. I'm grateful to Paul Roberts for reminding me of that 1971 Hammond in Finland album on the legendary X77 organ. Somewhere in there was Close Your Eyes, with the Governor Brian Rodwell on Hammond giving Matty Olink and drums a run for his money 51 years ago. Now, I think it's reasonable to say that Yamaha created early awareness of the orchestral sounds on their multi-keyboards in the 1980s onwards. And of course, many well-trained players could recreate not only an authentic sound with these new tools, but also actually sound like a full orchestra. Audiences were often spellbound with live performances such as this from Merseyside organist John Beasley on the ELX1 from 1998. This is the Toccata in G by T. Dubois. Thank you. John Beazley on the £30,000 when it was new Electone ELX1 model. Well, the latest Yamaha Stagia ELS02 presumably has even more sounds and nuances for the professional or even home player. Alex Paler has recently added more videos to his YouTube channel, and from one such here's the short but sweet Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. Alex Paler, and I challenge anyone to spot the difference between that one-man, two-hands-and-two-feet orchestral keyboard version and the London Symphony Orchestra arrangement. Well, authenticity aside, and we'll have a little more of that later, sometimes it's just enjoyable to sit back and listen to a semi-classical item played on an organ. Well, cue Chris Powell and Shostakovich's Second Waltz to take us up to the break.
Thank you.
You're listening to Community Keyboards on Oldham Community Radio 99.7 FM with Ian Wolstenholme.
Welcome back to the programme, where there you heard Hector Oliveira with Musetta's Waltz from Puccini's La Bohème. I recall Hector performing that delightful piece live in Manchester around 1999, and as I watched the large projection screen close up on the artist's hands and feet, I remember thinking, well, that's the end of any possibility of these instruments being watched by global TV audiences. And true enough, contracted musicians, unions, representing players of strings, woodwind, brass, etc., forced the hands of TV companies with the ultimatum, no one-man band is going to replace us and our living. The rest is history. And you tell me the last time you saw a digital organ on the box. More classics in a while, but if it's missed your attention on social media, Claudia Hirschfeld has a new recording available as a digital download from various music platforms. I know many listeners don't access music that way, and therefore I don't want anybody to miss out. Not since John Mann's CD of tunes suitable for a crematoria use was released several years ago, I kid you not, has there been a sort of, well, follow-up collection. But this collection from the prima ballerina of the organ world features 20 songs for funerals and memorial services, and the album is entitled Celebrate Life. Yes, really. Actually, there are some excellent items, including this, which I'd not come across before, Von Guten Markten, which translates as By Good Forces, a Christian poem or hymn written in 1944 by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a member of the Nazi resistance. I think you'll agree, it's quite delightful. Claudia Hirschfeld on Verzi organ and Von Guten Markten. Well, time now for the recent winning entry of the Keyboard Music Forum monthly challenge, where it was, in this case, any song with a number in the title. The outright winner was Jewel Palmer, who is retired in New Zealand and at 87 years young is still enjoying music making on her Tyros 5 keyboard. Jewel has been a church organist and often says that music is the best medicine there is. Well, I entirely agree. Here's Jewel with One Moment in Time. One Moment in Time from Jewel Palmer, and I'm sure that Jewel will be fine with me slightly shortening her twice-through rendition of that Whitney Houston classic. Well, at least I hope so. Well, from New Zealand to, well, next door really, Australian organist and co-developer of the Heart Pacemaker, Tony Fenelon, producing a superb album on Roland Atelier in 1999, and it featured several memorable collections. Well, that was the CD title. Amongst them, this popular classic from another Puccini opera, Turandot, to take us to the break, None Shall Sleep Tonight, a.k.a. Nessun Dorma.
You're listening to Community Keyboards on Oldham Community Radio 99.7 FM with Ian Wolstenholme.
and welcoming you back another great contribution from Alan Murray on Yamaha PSR 9000 Pro keyboard in the way of a tribute to the style of Klaus Wunderlich with the theme from The Godfather and I'm Not in Love. Thanks again, Alan. Always enjoy those arrangements. Well, it's time to welcome now Andy Carville to the programme, and as usual, we'll start his contribution with a musical contribution from the artist. This is With One Look, played on Korg PA-1000.
Thank you.
There we are with one look from the musical Sunset Boulevard, performed by our good friend Andy. Now, we had a question for Andy from a local listener, regular listeners to the programme, Mr. and Mrs. Monk from Oldham. They've recently retired, and after many years of being unable to attend an organ and keyboard festival, well, they now have the freedom to go to one. They both are keen amateur players. They've got a well-loved Yamaha D85 in pristine condition. Remember those? And they've brought it up to date a little bit with a KN 7000 Technics keyboard, just to sound it, make it sound a bit more modern, as they say. They've seemed to be so many festivals and weekends around the UK, and to be honest, Mr. and Mrs. Monk are completely bewildered by the whole shenanigans. They enjoy listening to all the popular players, but they don't want to be too bogged down by demonstrations of instruments that they'll never own at their time of life, so they tell me. So they've said, what would Andy suggest as being a good first-time festival or a weekend experience? Well, Mr. and Mrs. Monk, it just so happens that the man that can answer that question is on the other end of this line right now. Hello, sir.
Well, hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well. How's that for a question and a half, then?
That's a very interesting question, actually. Very interesting.
But of course,
there's a few phrases in there. Actually.
Well, yes, there are. Yeah, one or two little pointers. You're a dab hand at this. You're an expert at the festival scene because you've been involved in it, man and boy, for many a moon. So, what would you do?
Well, okay, a few things there. So I'm just going to take a couple of the key sentences out of the question, okay, which actually is quite interesting. There are many festivals and weekends around the UK. There's probably not quite as many as there used to be, but it is a little bewildering. Okay, but Mr. and Mrs. Monk said they enjoy listening to all the popular players. That's a key point, but don't want to get too bogged down by the demonstrations of instruments that they'll never own. The players at each event is actually a really important point, and a good place for Mr. and Mrs. Monk to start would be, well, who's appearing at certain events? Who's a player that they would particularly like to go and listen to and see perform? So that's an important point. Mentioned not wanting to get too involved in demonstrations of instruments. That's absolutely fine. I don't go to all the events by any stretch of the imagination, Ian, but there are sometimes dealers there, people demonstrating different instruments, etc. If you don't want to have a demonstration, just don't get involved, because frankly, those demonstrations don't take place on the main stage in the main arena. It's all about entertainment. That organs, keyboards, you know, those sort of instruments actually give to people. So the demonstrations are really a side issue. It's a side point. If you want to go and have a look at a different instrument and want to have somebody run through it with you, etc., they will do that. But just don't get involved. It's as simple as that. You may just want to go onto a stand and play some of the instruments, and dealers don't mind that at all. Just go and play and enjoy and do what you want to do. But you don't have heavy sales people. They're not salespeople. They're like second hand car salespeople trying to sell you an instrument an inch of your life sort of thing. It's literally you take it or leave that. So there's a few other things there. How long do you want to go away for? Because there are weekend events, there are week events going on. So there's some longer, some shorter. Where do you want to go? Can you travel to any part of the UK? Obviously, the location is important. But I would think a good place to start would be, which player, when do I want to go? And another point, which is actually quite interesting, is what sort of accommodation would you like to go away to? I've just recently been to, as you know, I have some involvement with the Keyboard Cavalcade magazine. I put a little original piece in there. And Michael Wood very kindly offered me to go to Hemsby and do some teaching sessions. So I went along there to Hemsby. Hemsby is a bit more of a holiday centre rather than a hotel. So the accommodation is a bit more chalet or caravan based. A event coming up in May. think it's on the 15th of May, is up in Blackpool, which is in a very nice hotel.
Oh, nice.
And I'll also be going to that event as well. So my role there is not a salesman. I'm not there to sell you anything. My role there is to do some teaching sessions, little tuitions, hints and tips about playing your instruments and hints and tips about music, etc. And I'll be doing a little afternoon concert as well. So that's the main activities that go on at organ festivals. It's not about selling an instrument. So that's a very, very key point. As you say, if you love your Yamaha D85, and indeed, as you indicated there, Ian, it is a classic instrument.
It is.
A great instrument of its day, and you've got a KN7000, and you're happy with those instruments, you just carry on doing it. One little tip, which I've just found on the internet, assuming you have access to the internet, is there's a website called Organ Facts. And Organ Facts is sort of a general news website about the organ scene in general. And they have a festivals page on Organ Facts. And you can simply go on there. I'm just looking at it now as we speak here. There's the Seacraft one on the 21st of March. That's the Hemsby event. There's one just been on the 8th, which was one of Chris Powell's events in Bournemouth. There's one coming up on the 19th in Fareham. There's Blackpool on the 15th of May. Then there was one in July in AOE. AOE is the Association of Organ Enthusiasts there on the 4th of July. Simply go onto that website, organfacts.com/events/festivals, and you'll see all the different festivals that you've got. Pick a location. I don't know, they tend not to list the players on there, but you can get in touch with the organizers, ask who's playing and performing, and see whether those artists take your fancy. And it is about enjoyment. It's about enjoying yourself. Don't be afraid that everybody there is super knowledgeable and they know everything about everything, and they're just there to put people down who don't. It's not like that at all. It's a very, very friendly sort of atmosphere where everybody's in the same boat, as it were, and people are just there to enjoy the music and enjoy mixing with other people who play the instruments. So that's where I would start.
I think that's an excellent starting point, Andy. Yeah, and you're absolutely right that it can be a bit bewildering, but if you have a good look on the, as you say, it's Organ Facts, that's Organ FAX, and there'll be lots of information on there. So thank you very much indeed for helping Mr. and Mrs. Monk. I'm sure they'll have a wonderful retirement arguing amongst themselves as to who wants to go where, when, how and why.
The most important thing is just go and enjoy the music, enjoy mixing with people doing the same hobby, and just have a good time.
Well, speaking of which, we'll be catching up with you very, very soon at the Blackpool Keyboard Cavalcade Festival, Andy. So we'll instead of doing these down the telephone line, at least we'll have a chance to meet face to face. It's been many a year.
It has been a while.
We'll look forward to that,
see
Andy.
You then.
And we'll take the picture to prove it. Yes,
exactly.
Wonderful. Thanks very much indeed for coming to the assistance, Andy. Much appreciated.
Take care now.
And that's about all we have time for this edition. A reminder that, as always, you can replay any part of the programme from our website, www.communitykeyboards.co.uk, from where there are lots of ways to contact the programme or indeed follow us on social media. For the moment, this is Ian Wolstenholme saying thanks for listening, take care, all the best, and bye-bye.